You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the Armory with this week's rant. Ah, gentlemen, it is absolutely hilarious the fact that women continue to put out on social media the fact that men refuse to approach them. To the point now, of course, you've got more women coming out saying, oh, please approach us. But of course, men respond and men tell them, listen, we know what you really mean. You want the men that you want to approach you. Once again, ladies, you continue to put this stuff out on social media, which, hey, it is great for you to continue to do so in your infinite willful ignorance. Why? Because us content creators are going to continue to feed off of this infinite cow. There's no shortage of content that we can't react to. There just isn't. It's going to be an ever-flowing well, and simply put, an infinite feast. Because you refuse to change, ladies. Men adapted to the environment. Men said, okay, after all these years of women saying, oh, if you're not that guy, you're a creep. Oh, if you're looking at me at the gym, I'm going to make sure to blast you on social media. Yeah. Men adjusted. Men adapted to the environment and said, you know what? This ain't worth it. Now, I find it absolutely hilarious having a conversation with my female coworkers. And of course, I continue to set the trap for them. And of course, my younger male coworkers are just amazed at how easily I set them up. My female coworkers were like, yes, we like to be chased. And my question came completely afterward that caught them off guard. Why is it that a man should chase a woman? Because if I'm chasing you, then that means you don't like me. You don't want to be with me. So therefore, why continue to pursue? Now, the younger female, she actually got it. She was like, damn, I can't even argue that. I said, once again, but of course, the older female, she's stuck in her way. So she's like, well, it's all about proving that. I said, well, why should a man have to prove himself to you? What do you have that is so great that I got to prove myself to you, that a man has to prove himself to you? Come on now. It's not like you're the sparkling example of excellence here. But yeah, gentlemen, understand what you've taken away when you walk away. You've taken away two major things. First, you've taken away your attention. Mm-hmm. However, we're going to focus in more on the second thing that you took when you walked away. The rights to first refusal. Yeah. Now, as my coworkers admitted, women like to be chased. If you walk away and you say, I'm not approaching women, guess what? You've taken away that right to first refusal. Or should I say, the rights to first rejection. Ah, yeah, because we all know that there is a huge group of women who go out specifically to reject men. That gets them off. That makes them feel so damn good. Oh, I don't have a man, but I'm so bitter and just absolutely backwards in my thinking. I'm going to go out just to reject men to make myself feel better and at the same time make myself even feel worse for not having a man because the man that I want doesn't want me. So now I'm going to go out and spread misery to other innocent men. But yeah, gentlemen, you've taken away the rights to first rejection by simply not approaching women. And yes, they are feeling it. They are losing their minds, which is why they continue to put out videos about how lonely they are. To this day, you have not seen a massive uptick of men putting out videos talking about the male loneliness epidemic. Oh, I'm so lonely as a man. No, if anything, you've seen an uptick of men putting out videos saying how peaceful they are without a nagging woman in their life. Yeah, yeah. See, once again, it's the women that are losing their minds. It's the women that are constantly crashing out. Oh, am I not approachable? No, no, you're not approachable. You're simply not. Why? Because you allowed the bad women to change the environment to where good men said, you know what? I'm out. I'd rather do other things. Yeah, I may not get to have any box, but, you know, there are ways to get box. Hint, hint. But still, it is absolutely hilarious that women continue to get on TikTok. They continue to get on Facebook. They continue to get across all social media and put out the fact that, yes, they're the ones that are lonely. And yet you still have these staunch, hardcore women talking about there's still a male loneliness epidemic. No, there's a male avoidance epidemic. Why? Because men are avoiding these absolute dingbats that are running around society. That's the epidemic. Men have simply walked away. Man, I tell you. But hey, these women are going to continue to put videos out. They're going to continue to cry on social media. And I'm just going to continue to sit back and laugh. Because why not? They're still trying to gaslight men to come back to them, to approach them, so they can feel better about themselves when they reject men. Nah, uh-uh. Men have seen the play. Men have said, you know what? Nah, we're going to go ahead and walk away from this. And besides, here's the greatest, or should I say, one of the greatest Jedi mind tricks that got played on men in the early times that men have now figured out. The idea of trying to match age. See, women understand that their time is limited because they have a biological clock. We as men don't. But for the longest time, men were gaslit into believing that we need to align ourselves with women's biological clock. However, now men understand, hey, I can sit this out. I can sit this out, gather my resources, and come back as an older man and still get a younger woman, which is why you have so many women losing their minds over age gap dating. Yeah, that right there is another topic that definitely deserves its own video. But once again, gentlemen, watch these women crash out on social media. Get your content, react to it. You're never going to stop eating because these women have once again lost it. They're not going to change. So, yeah, eat up, fellas. Eat, drink, and be merry and make your coin off of these women's misery. I was about to say mystery, but misery. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think about women continuously crashing out because men have taken away the rights to first rejection. I find it hilarious. I really do. And yeah, younger men in real time are starting to catch on. And for all you women out there who still think that your axe wound is going to entice men into lust, you better understand this. You better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you thought that your axe wound was going to continue to give you, that is going out. Feminism, and once again, the idea that your axe wound was going to continue to produce lustful men that would do anything to get with you, that's going out right along with it. Because more and more men have said, yeah, we're just going to exit the battlefield and go over here and we're going to start our hobbies. Y'all women, yeah, y'all are cooked. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am cooked.